You're listening to SBS News.
In China, the coronavirus has killed another 97 people overnight, the death toll growing with each new day. So too, the number of infections. There are now more than 45,000 cases confirmed. But despite a rise in the overall figure, Chinese officials insist there are positive developments. The number of new cases in the region at the centre of the outbreak, Hubei Province, has fallen for two straight days. There, efforts to contain the virus have stepped up, with an aim to achieve zero growth in new cases of the disease. Residential buildings are now enforcing a no exit or entrance except for necessity. One community leader says residents in the area are only allowed to go out to buy daily necessities every 5 days.
We give each of the residents here a pass permit when they need to go outside and have them return it to us when they come back. And we also ask them to fill out a form including name, address and body temperature.
The optimism in China has been echoed in Geneva, where the World Health Organization is hosting the second of a two-day international conference on combating the virus. But WHO Executive Director Michael Ryan is warning the apparent slowdown in the epidemic spread should be viewed with extreme caution.
Definitely see that the behaviour of the virus outside Wuhan, Hubei, in the rest of China, and outside China doesn't appear at this point to be as aggressive or as accelerated. And that's a good sign. And that gives us an opportunity to prepare and to react, and still gives us the opportunity for containment and potential interruption of transmission of the virus. But that's no guarantee. It's not a guarantee.
The case of a British man who passed on the virus to at least 11 other people across Europe without ever have being in China has raised fears of a new phase of contagion abroad. Speaking at the meeting, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the major fear is the potential spread of the disease to countries with poorer health systems.
Our greatest fear remains the damage this coronavirus could do in a country like DRC. Even as the flames of one outbreak begin to die down, we're fighting another fire front.
The biggest cluster of cases of the novel coronavirus outside China is on a cruise ship off Japan's coast, where thousands on board are in their second week of quarantine. An additional 39 people on the vessel have tested positive to the newly named COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases to 174. British man David Abel, confined to his cabin with his wife Sally, says life on the ship is getting harder with each new day. Meanwhile, a second cruise ship stranded at sea with more than 2,000 passengers and crew on board, including 79 Australians, will be accepted by Cambodia. The vessel had previously been turned away from Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines and the US territory of Guam since it departed Hong Kong on February the 1st. In Australia, the first virus evacuees quarantined on Christmas Island are due to return home on Monday, with three suspected cases testing negative for the virus. A second group is expected to leave Wednesday. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.